First of all, we take great pride in again bringing you our slightly acclaimed Bob and Ray public service feature, Speaking Out. Now, that's the portion of our program where we invite you listeners to call in with your opinion on some controversial issue of the day.
Just pick up the phone and give us a ring, because we're making our nationwide radio facilities available to you right now. You know, I'm sure that gesture puts us a head and shoulder above Albert Schweitzer and those other so-called humanitarians who thought they were hot stuff.
Well, excuse me, Ray, I never heard anything about Albert Schweitzer to indicate he thought he was hot stuff.
Well, of course, he did his thinking in German, so he probably used a different term.
Mm.
But that's beside the point. What I'm really saying is that it's very noble of us to give up part of our show just so the peasants can have a chance to spout off.
Yes, so thank us. The light on our phone is starting to flash, and I guess that means we have today's first peasant on the line. Hello, would you give us your name, please?
Yes. My name is Delicious Instant Oatmeal with all the yummy flavor of the real thing, Ackerman.
Well, I've never heard of anybody with a name like that.
Well, my mother was an American Indian, and they name their kids after the first thing the baby sees when it's born.
I've heard that.
Now, in my case, it was a box of instant oatmeal that the makers claimed had all the yummy flavor of the real thing, even though it didn't.
Well, is that what you called to discuss, instant oatmeal?
No, I calmed down about that years ago. Now I want to express the opinion that the good books cost too much. And there really should be some place where you can borrow them to read, you know, without having to buy them.
Well, sir, I think that idea is already...
Well, wait, hear me out. This is not as silly as you think. You see, most of us don't have any use for a $20 book once we've finished it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we just had a public building someplace where they could store books, then a lot of people could take turns reading the same one.
Sir, didn't you ever hear of a library?
Well, I'll say. There's a great big one right down the street from where I grew up. My folks always warned that if I was bad, they'd take me down there and let the librarians throw me in one of the dungeons.
Oh, I see. So you've never actually been in a library, then?
No, knock on wood. I was never bad enough to get taken there. But why are you bringing that up now?
Well, I don't know. It seemed pertinent, but maybe not. So let's move along to another caller here. Let's try this line. Your name, please?
Hello, I'm Mrs. Abraham Lincoln of Springfield, Illinois, and I think people around here should make an effort not to get so mixed up just because my husband has the same name as the President of the United States.
The former president, you mean?
I thought he was still in office.
No, he isn't.
Well, maybe that'll make it easier. At least my husband can stop calling himself Dishonest Abe, just so people will know he's not the other one.
Well, that's often hard to shed a nickname, but he can try while we move along to a final caller here. Your name, please.
Hello, I'm Odie Loxfelder, and I live upstairs over that place where nobody lives downstairs anymore.
All right. What's the opinion you'd like to express over the air, sir?
Well, I have 26 ideas jotted down here.
Well,
the first...
Excuse me, sir. We don't have time for you to give us 26 opinions. Why don't you just pick one of them?
Well, I can't do that. They're all connected. For instance, I think the members of the British royal family ought to go out on the road as a traveling softball team. But they can't very well do that unless the monarchy is abolished, which is another one of my suggestions.
Uh-huh. You say all 26 of your ideas are dependent on each other like that?
Well, pretty much so, except for number 22. Of course, that's the one about stuffing pillows with penguin feathers to boost the economy of the Antarctica. I guess that could be done even if the British royal family doesn't play softball.
Yeah, I agree. Hardly anything in the Antarctic has much bearing on the British royal family, but thanks for giving us your thoughtful views, and I think we've accomplished something here, don't you, Ray? Hope our listeners will be inspired to do the same on our next edition of Speaking Out.